Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of the New Africa Blog Radio, New Africa Business Association, Washington, D.C., Blog Radio. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum. So tonight, we are inviting still all business owners. If you're a business owner, it's an open mic for you. And you can, of course, call in and talk about your business. New Africa Business Association of the Washington, Baltimore metropolitan area, that's who we represent. And we are a subsidiary of our National Business Association, which is located down in Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina. And that would be the National Muslims Business Council. So we're just one of their subsidiaries. And like I said, we'll be back with tonight's show. Any business person who wishes to participate in tonight's program, you are invited to simply call in and tell us all about your business. Your call-in number this evening would be 657-383-1372. So anyone who wished to participate in tonight's show, your call-in number would be 657-383-1372. And again, a business owner, or if you have a business idea, we would certainly like to hear from you about your business, or you can would love to have you to share your business idea. We'll be right back with tonight's show and some of our other hosts in just a moment.
My days have grown so lonely. For you I cry, for you kneel only. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body and soul. I spend my days in longing. You know it's you that I am longing. Oh, I tell you I mean it. I'm all for you, body and soul. I can't believe it. It's hard to conceive it that you throw away. Are you pretending? It looks like the ending. Unless I can have one more chance to prove, dear, my life a wreck you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking. Oh, I tell you I mean it. I'm all for you, body and soul.
Mm-hmm.
Callers, if you have a comment or like to say hello to audience, or you can go right ahead. Caller, are you there?
I'm here. This is Janine Muhammad. How are you all this evening?
Sister Muhammad, how you doing?
I'm doing well, praise be to Allah. How are you all?
Everything's fine, and of course, Sister Muhammad is a co-host of this show. She's not a guest calling in. She's hosting the show. She represents the Baltimore metropolitan area. I had said, we are the New Africa Business Association. We represent the Washington and Baltimore metropolitan area, and of course, Sister Janine Muhammad is the representative of the Baltimore area. Again, greetings, sister. What messages are you bringing up?
Well, it's really about promoting the National Muslim Business Council. You know, we're in the new year now, 2017. So May 5th to the 7th of 2017, we're having a National Muslim Business Conference where we're going to be going over a lot of things, going over government contracting, manufacturing opportunities, finance, and how to get in business. It's going to be really hands-on. So for anyone who attended the conference last year, we have up to about 1,000 people that have showed their interest in there. So we're asking everyone to start getting registered now. You can go on nationalmbc.org to start registering and getting your hotel. But it's going to be an event that you definitely don't want to miss.
Oh, and go ahead and give them all the information they need, Sister Muhammad, as to where they can attend, where they can set up their vending, any information that you need to give. Not until 8 o'clock.
Yes, if you go on nationalmbc.org, that's nationalmbc.org, you can go in there and register for the conference. Right now, we're doing a $49 registration for NMBC members up until February 28th. So that time, you know, February will be here before you know it. We also have a special going on right now where you can register and get a table for vending for $149. So we have that available as well. Again, it's going to be from May 5th to May 7th. 2017 is going to be at the NBC Suites by the Hilton. That's Raleigh Dorm, North Carolina. Zip code is 27513. It's going to be different opportunities, different products you can purchase to see other entrepreneurs that's in business for themselves, great seminars. We have great exhibitors that's going to be coming this year. We had great exhibitors in 2016, so it's going to be even better this year. We have a bigger venue because we had a lot of people that showed their interest, so we have a lot of people that's going to be coming, and not just, it's not like any seminar where they're just teaching you and showing you how to do things and talking to you about it. It's really putting the action in. So we're going to have a lot of actionable items that you can put into play this year. So it's awesome. We have not only are we going to be working, but we have a little balance as well. We have cultural night and entertainment. We have awards banquets that you can go to, evening reception. So it's going to be great. Sunday, we have International Economic Address Brunch. So it's going to be that Friday through Sunday. Again, go to nationalmbc.org. You can also go on our Facebook page, National NMBC. You can go over there as well. Please like our Facebook page and start registering for the conference now.
And by all means, and again, Sister Muhammad, you were saying those numbers and those emails are how they can contact you. Again, it's what?
To contact us directly, you can send an email to member@nationalmbc.org. You can send an email there as well, or you can contact us on the website at nationalmbc.org. You can also contact us on our Facebook page. Just do a search for National Muslim Business Council. You'll see our Facebook page as well. Feel free to send us a message so we have multiple ways to communicate with us.
Okay. So, again, those of you who were listening last week and was fortunate enough to speak with the national president, this sister, she works directly with the national president. So, again, follow up with the information that she just provided for you. And I can tell you, when you go to the international trade show, yes, you're going to, I stutter because I've been and I'm amazed every time to see the talent that we truly have in our communities. The entrepreneurs that are extremely successful, and being around, being around successful entrepreneurs who is there to show you how, well, again, and myself even as an entrepreneur, I say show you, but I don't think anyone could really show you the self-independence that you have for working for yourself and, and not only yourself, but being able to pay those who work for you and see how dignified your employees are because they do work for you and they're working for someone who they share so much in common. And they don't have the fear. My employees, they've never had the fear of they couldn't come to me regardless if it was good or bad, productive or non-productive. There was no such thing as we had the atmosphere. You could lose your job for just about anything. I can only share with you, just like those successful entrepreneurs who will be at this convention, they will be there trying to share with you, showing you the independence, the power of your independence of being an entrepreneur. And Sister Muhammad, this is what it's all about. We're really trying to build economics in our community. So anything that you want to continue to share on as far as we're going along, you know, I can take this mic and go on and on because I'm so passionate about the growth of our community. And one thing, I can't stand the poverty picture that we show because knowing that we don't have to. So the power of being vested as a community, that's what you're going to, we're going to continue to be presenting that. And like I said, we're already looking for 100 investors. At this moment, as we speak, we're looking for 100 investors to put businesses in either Baltimore or the Washington metropolitan, or the Washington area. Every week we come on this station, and soon, Sister Muhammad, and you know what I know, we're actually going to be having us be meeting at our first Lunch and Learn and presenting the opportunities as to where we can actually become entrepreneurs through joint investment. Any comments you'd like to make on that, please go right ahead and make them, Sister.
When it comes to success, you know, it's really all about the circle that you have. Success, like you were speaking before about being around that energy, success just breeds more success. So when you're around people that is passionate about doing for self, passionate about making money, passionate about giving justice to themselves instead of worrying about the government giving them justice, you can't help but kind of catch that bug because it's just going around in that good energy, and it makes you get excited. And it's all about the circle that you have. Someone once told me, if you're the smartest person in your circle, you need to change your circle. So it's all about growing. It's all about sharing knowledge, not only finding a new circle, but helping bring that circle along, helping get them where they need to be. If they're not where they need to be, inspiring people, because we can't be, you know, just self-sufficient. It's all about helping others get where they need to be if they want to be helped. So I'm just excited about the event. I'm excited about us really, I think now more than ever, you know, us as a people, we're starting to really grasp the point that we really need to do for ourselves. We can't rely on anybody but ourselves. And this is not something that's new to us. They had Black Wall Street. You know, we've built towns, even after slavery. I read that about 41 towns were built up into the 1960s. Even though they were eventually destroyed, they were built. So we have the capacity to get where we need to be to have our own economy. I mean, think about that. In Black Wall Street, they had many movie theaters, hospitals. They had their own homes. I mean, they had their own transportation. So it was their own economy. So we can do the same. So we just got to get on board and make the decision to do so.
Sister, and believe me, the type of history and the example that you brought up, Black Wall Street, that is that type of history – like I said, that's the example of showing that it has already been done. But you're right, we need to bring up the success that has been made, even though we know that hate and racism had plenty to do with destroying it. But it shows the power of a vested community, a vested nation. Once we as a people decide that we want to grow economically, that to me is the day that we will look past our independence. Look at what the office is talking about celebrating an inauguration day with the president. It seems that the entire country put into office, and the next day everybody hate the man. But I say, as African Americans, I say what Donald Trump said. What do we have to lose? We don't have anything to lose. We have plenty to gain.
Right.
But if we take and turn around that $1 trillion of consumer spendings that we so readily give that market every year, turn that market around, and you'll find that they just lost $1 trillion. Just think that how many millionaires in our own community. We built these businesses in our own communities where the money is being spent.
Mm-hmm.
So we ain't talking about going out trying to find a clientele or... hypothetically, we're just talking about our parents, our friends, our relatives. Those are the consumers. Those are the spenders. We need to provide goods and services to our communities. And rather than trying to wait for one person to do it, forget it. But it's going to take you too long. It's too big for you. But come together collectively.
Right.
And there's business out that we could be in 90 days. So
we could
comment as you want, sister, because, you know, like I said, I can go on and on about this, and I am going to go on and on about it because it must be done.
Yeah, I mean, you're right on point. I mean, you're right on point with me. You know, we just got to make the decision to do it. We got to start waiting around for someone to start this revolution. We're the ones that's going to start it. We're waiting, you know. We wait for that one, you know, great leader that we have. And, you know, the leader, you know, can only give the information, but the job of the follower is to follow through, to put it into action. So you can't say, well, we don't have any leaders. We have to be leaders. You know, we're waiting on a certain person to snap their fingers and have everything that we need when we don't realize that the change starts with self. You know, we can't build a community. Community development is really based on self-improvement. Self-improvement is what enhances community development. So I think we need to learn those steps first. It's all about self, looking in that mirror and deciding that, you know, the change starts with us. And our babies are relying on us. They're looking at us to be the example. We can't complain about what the youth don't do and they don't listen and, you know, things like that, but we're not providing the example for them. So we're not, you know, it's not all about, you know, we can't use that same saying, it's not a tell the children to do as I say, but not as I do. I've heard that before. But we got to set the example because they don't go by what you say. They go by what you do.
Precisely so. Precisely. And again, callers, those of you who would like to participate in tonight's call-in show, especially if you're a business owner or if you have a good business idea, the number is 657-383-1372. I see we have several callers online. Callers, would you like to any comments, or would like to simply say hello or speak about your business? Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yeah, this is Brother Abdul Kareem out of Houston, Texas. How y'all doing this evening?
Brother Kareem, very fine. Sister,
oh,
Bobby,
wow. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine. Alhamdulillah. I just wanted to thank you all for giving us this forum to introduce ourselves as our business folks. And I won't take very long. I have developed a all-natural mosquito repellent lotion. This product is produced by Muslims and manufactured by Muslims. And it has eight essential oils. Neem shea butter is one of the components. It has an ultraviolet skin protection as well. And we also have citronella sticks that you can burn indoor, outdoor. So the complete package, of course, is to, as you know, such a big epidemic of mosquito-borne illness and viruses. So this particular product is called Botanical Defense. And I'm not sure if I can leave my email or my phone number if anyone would be interested in working with me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, take your time and give us whatever information you want. You got plenty of time. So go ahead and
okay.
Share.
Oh, okay. Well,
yes, sir.
Sure.
Please,
well,
sir,
this Botanical Defense mosquito repellent lotion is one of a kind. Well, that's according to the U.S. Department of Patents and Trademarks. So I'm quoting them. It's safe for the whole family. It's DEET free, which DEET is known as a known carcinogen now, even though they've been promoting it. You know, I wanted to come up with a product, of course, that you know, stay true to natural. I don't have an FDA endorsement, but I do have a certified FDA lab, have signed off on the effectiveness, as well as we sent our ingredients, we ran it by the CDC. And they say that it definitely would be an effective agent to repel mosquitoes. So you apply just like any lotion. It lasts for 12 hours. And, again, it's safe for the whole family, for pets, for babies, or what have you. And so, my name of the company that you can reach out to me, my email is tchdevelopment@gmail.com. That's Tom Charlie Henry development@gmail.com. And my cell number is 214-780-7128. So not only have this product being produced by Muslims, it's being manufactured by Muslims. So I thought that was something to be commendable about. We do have some orders from some distributors, you know, so it's past its R&D stage. It's ready for production. And, of course, we are looking for distributors, and also we're looking for investors.
Okay. And your name again, brother, is what now?
Abdul Kareem. And I always like to add, since I see we have the Baltimore Business Association, because I was born in Baltimore, and my father was Minister Isaiah Kareem, so we had a long history in Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, absolutely. Alhamdulillah.
Yes,
ma'am. Well, brother, we definitely appreciate your call, and we invite you to stay on the line. You can participate for the rest of the evening if you like. Go along. We'll keep on introducing your business. And we definitely invite your comments on what the business association itself. Do you have a business association in Houston?
We do. I work with, David Hassan and the National
mm-hmm.
Muslim Business Council. So we
right.
have a chapter. We have a chapter here in Houston.
Excellent. Are you planning on being in North Carolina and having your products in North Carolina?
I certainly am.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Sister Muhammad, you have any additional questions for Brother Muhammad?
How long have you been doing it, brother, as far as having the manufacturing and being in business?
Well, I'm contract manufacturing with a Muslim company, but this product has been only a year old. It took me a year to develop it and, you know, to go through all of the different requirements to get it ready for market. But me personally, as a personal business person, I've been doing business, I would say, 35 years. But this particular product is a year old.
Okay, praise be to Allah. And at this time, that's the only thing that you manufacture?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, praise be to Allah. Well, I can't wait to see your product in North Carolina, most definitely.
Sure.
And I'm so glad the brother called and identified himself from his location in Texas. But again, this is what the National Business Association, the National Business Council, this is what they will be presenting. Like I said, Sister Muhammad and I represent the D.C., Washington metropolitan business area. But our other locals, such as where this brother is from and in Texas, and the locals from all over the country, we're all promoting our cities and our products and our business owners and what have you locally, and then we all come together nationally as to where we can and hopefully promote each other to do even bigger things on local basis or on a large national basis. So this is the organization that our business association is putting together to build entrepreneurs in our communities. And we'll be right back after we deal with one of our local sponsors who pay for the radio station. Be right back.
Vitamin Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Vitamin Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.vitaminassociatesinsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090. Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our Peppermint Foot Rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
Welcome back to the night show, and those of you who would like to call in and participate with us, call in number again is 657-383-1372. And just a quick reminder before we get back to our guest is that those of you who would like to be sponsors of the New Africa Blog Radio, and you can become sponsors by putting in your ads, just as you have heard some of the short ads that we just ran. We love to run your ads. So for more information on how you can present your ad to the blog radio station of the New Africa Business Association, give us a call at 202-288-5660. Sister Muhammad, did you want to leave a message over in Baltimore?
Well, yes, sir. They want to reach us. And I'm actually working with the National Muslim Business Council, as you said before, so they can reach me at the same email address. At member@nationalnmbc.org. National Muslim Business Council, we are currently accepting sponsors, and we do have vending opportunities. So the brother stated that he had the mosquito repellent, which, I mean, it's wonderful that he is manufacturing this stuff. That's something that we definitely need to be doing, not just having the product, being able to manufacture it ourselves. So if you want to have any vendor opportunities, then you definitely can reach out to me at member@nationalnbc.org. We have about 25 to 30 slots open for vending. They're going to go fast, so definitely reach out to us. And if you have an idea or a product that you want to present, you know, we have a great network of people that's going to be there as far as people that's already in business, people who work with government contracting, people who have been in business for a long time. International opportunities. We have a lot of people that do international business. So feel free to bring your products, the ideas. Don't limit yourself. Don't think it's too small. that you're not where you need to be, because that's the idea, to get everyone where they need to be. You know, you're not going to get where you need to be without any help. Every successful person has a team. So it doesn't matter who you look at to be your blueprint, the person that's successful, they got a team behind them. So we can't do it by ourselves. We have to work with each other. So it starts with that unity first. So once we get to that point, it'll be great. So definitely.
And then with that said, I'll just remind you that the New Africa Business Association of the Washington-Baltimore metropolitan area, as we speak, we are looking for 100 investors to open a business in the Washington or the Baltimore area. Of course, we sent out an attachment indicating about 500 different businesses that we would be interested in opening in the area, anywhere from restaurants to hotels to service stations and supermarkets. But, again, 100 investors. And what we're saying is that rather than putting your monies into a new car, especially right now, you may hold those funds. And the monies that it would take to buy you a brand new car, you could find yourself becoming a joint investors and owning quite a large business or a large business franchise. So we're saying let's invest in a new business jointly rather than continuing to just consume items that we do not own. So again, my guest, I invite your comments, anything that my guest would like to say at this time. I don't want to try to take up all of the time, so either one of you can comment as you will. Okay, well, in that case, I will...
just one thing I wanted to mention. I'm sorry for interrupting. I just wanted to mention one thing. When you talked about businesses to invest in, I mean, it's imperative that we do it, especially right now, because as we know, we're in tax season, and a lot of us, you know, we get excited when we get that, you know, that $5,000, $7,000 taxes back, and then we kind of feel we get into that mindset, oh, I deserve something, so I'm going to get this for myself. But we can't latch ourselves to material things that we perceive have value when they really don't have value. So this will be a great time. You don't have to use your whole tax refund to get in business. If you use, you know, a small percentage of it, one-third of it, or even half, you know, if you can, you know, spare that. Don't go out and buy that new car. Don't go out and buy a whole bunch of brand name items. Go out and build something that's going to last for your children. So you want to take that $1,000, that $2,000, and be able to use this opportunity to invest in business, because that's where it starts. You know, a lot of people have a lot of money coming in, so this will be, you know, a great time to really make a decision to do something for yourself and have something where you can last for generations.
And sisters and brothers, just like Sister Muhammad is saying, just like I am saying, is that we are looking for the 100 investors. Of course, we can only share so much of our business information of what we're trying to do over the radio because, again, it's personal information at some point. But the 100 investors that we're looking for, and we don't mind being specific about the amount. We're looking for 100 investors. And each investor, we are looking for a $3,000. Like we said, the down payment on a new vehicle is what we're looking for from the investors. We already have a certain number of the 100 investors are ready to go right now. But rather than having those who we know have instant cash, we're saying those who may need time, and I'm glad Sister Muhammad just mentioned the tax seasons. We're giving 6 months on this consideration. So again, if you have to save a certain amount of monies to meet your your floor obligation, as we would say, putting these monies together of the $3,000, then we're giving everyone, anyone who has interest in pursuing what we're trying to do as a community collectively, putting our funds together and opening the type of business that we will decide on. One thing I would like to remind the listeners, though, please, New Africa Business Association don't want no one to send in one dime. We do not want your monies in our hands. No, we just want your commitments to let us know that you are one of those investors and you can see yourself being ready to go when we're ready to incorporate the corporation that we're considering and be on board for some of these private business meetings that we will be soon having. So someone calling you and saying they represent the New Africa Business Association and you should send your money to you. No. We don't want to collect one dime. We just want commitments of those who are ready to go into business and going into the type of business where yourself it may be too big because of the cost. But again, 100 of us, and having a cash flow such as what we're saying we're going to start off with, give us a good start as to where we're working with our own revenue and not borrowed monies. But like I said, I don't want to get into too much personal business, but that's the direction that we're trying to go in. Again, Sister Muhammad, anyone else who is on this listen, audience, we ask for your comments. Okay, well, then with that said, the New Africa Business Association, along with the Baltimore metropolitan area, we are, again, our objective is to do two things, identify businesses in our communities and create businesses in our communities. So that's what we're trying to do, and I guess I'm now trying to wait to hear from our audience. You can, of course, most of you have our emails, you have our telephone numbers, and the New Africa Business Association of the Washington metropolitan area is definitely trying to stimulate this community by becoming vested with our community. So again, we will be right back in just a moment after a brief comment.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body, without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
And again, brother, our guest from Texas, go ahead and give us more information on your product again just before we close.
Yeah, thank you again. I sound like I'm the name of the product is called Botanical Defense, Original Botanical Defense. It's a mosquito repellent lotion with a natural ultraviolet protection. It has over 8 essential oils, plant-based extracts. We do use shea butter, so we are looking for a good supply of shea butter. We use neem oil. We're looking for a supply of neem oil. And we have some other essential oils. This is a DEET-free repellent lotion. It lasts up to 12 hours. And we're very proud of this product. I'm the creator of the product. And my contract manufacturer is a Muslim company, too, as well.
So I know that I heard you mention that you're looking to promote business. I would hope that my product would be considered. We have a citronella incense that you can burn in your house, indoor, outdoor. And I'm not sure if you knew this. I didn't know until I started working on this particular product that over 1 million people die a year from mosquito-borne viruses. So this is something not to be taken lightly. Of course, we know of Zika, but West Nile is also a very big issue in terms of health. And honestly, this is a billion-dollar industry. Unfortunately, everyone for protection is a product that uses DEET, which is a known carcinogen. So we are looking for an investor, and we just need a little bit to push us over the top. We just need to raise about another $4,000 that will meet our goal and with, you know, that we initially started. But this product is ready for market. It's been FDA certified lab, have signed off on the effectiveness and the safety of it, as well as the CDC. We ran the formula by them, and they say that this would be definitely a very effective product, you know, as a repellent. Of course, there are some other ingredients, and, you know, I'm not going to disclose my whole menu here, but I'm looking forward to coming to the conference. I'm looking forward to anyone who would like to reach out to me. The company, of course, is, have stock to offer. It's penny stock at this point. But even a $100 investment would give you 1,000 shares. And so if you have any vision, I hope you can see what 1,000 shares would end up being worth as the company grows for an initial $100 investment. So we are registered. We have, you know, information that we can send out as relates to, you know, equity participation in our company. I can be reached at area code 214-780-7128. And my email is tchdevelopment@gmail.com.
I do have a quick question, brother. You mentioned that you manufacture neem oils as well, correct?
No, I'm looking for a supplier of neem oils. Neem oil is a part of this product.
Okay.
Yeah, neem oil and shea butter. Mm-hmm.
One thing I do want to mention that's important, I mean, a lot of people, I know I didn't know, but I went to Kingston, Jamaica a couple of years ago, and the mosquito population was very high there, so I was, you know, warned heavily to go to bring a lot of, he said, buy a lot of off, not even off. We had to have a higher brand of mosquito repellent because it was a virus called the chikungunya virus, and it would make you very sick. Like, it would make you sick for 2 weeks. So pretty much when I went down there, I mean, you would think instead of perfume, that's all I wore was a mosquito repellent because you had to have so much on because the people who were down there was so afraid of getting this virus. We really don't know what it was, but it's, the effects of it, it was just like, wow, just from a mosquito. So for anyone that's thinking about going in over, you know, internationally, especially Jamaica, that's a high travel spot for, you know, families or couples or anything. You definitely want to make sure that you're researching any place you go internationally because this will definitely be a great product if you, you know, you're going those places.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. That was my initial inspiration, you know, of course, for developing this product. You know, that one, something that we can call our own, and two, something I think would be very useful and unique in the marketplace. I'm not just saying that. I've had quite a few people tell me that this is a very unique, because there's mosquito repellent, but not with an ultraviolet protection. So this moisturizes and protects the skin as well as a repellent. So to have both of those,
brother,
you know, and not smell like a medicine chest. Yes, sir.
If I could ask a question, you just said something that I'm very curious. When you said
ultraviolet protection.
Does that have something to do with sound or anything like that that keeps or prevent these insects from coming even in your area?
No. Ultraviolet is dealing with, I can't call it a suntan lotion. You know, I can't call it that, but basically that's what I'm hinting to when I say natural ultraviolet protection. I'm talking about from the sun rays, because you know when you're in the sun, of course, it has its effect on the skin too as well.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're wearing these different chemical based incense repellents, you know, you're putting chemicals on your skin, and then the sun is having its influence on the same chemical. So we wanted to have something that protect the skin, from the sun, as well as protect the person, you know, from the insect.
So these are not unknown ingredients.
Mm, so go ahead.
One could come on to your website and not only see about purchasing, but you could also wholesale your product.
Yes, I don't have a website yet, so if someone is in the website development business, I need a website. But yes, you can order from us wholesale now, and of course, the suggested retail is $12.99. And that is comparable based on what we're offering. This is close to as organic as you can get, what we offer.
As far as the information on the website, if you continue to need that information, we do have business folks who are in designing the websites and this type of thing. So you can call us back here. And again, I'll be more than happy to put you in touch with some business folks who could help you with your website design. You can reach me at 301-234-9090. That's our main number. And, of course, you can reach me on my cell, 202-288-5660. And, again, Bilal Bynum, B-Y-N-U-M.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we've met before.
Alhamdulillah, good, because I've been working with Brother Dave for years, and we have been promoting these business associates. We didn't just start.
Mm-hmm.
Business associations have been working. Imam W.D. Muhammad got started in the business associations back in the late 90s. And, of course, we're still going at it, but we can't stop because we must turn around the dollar bill back into our communities, because all we have to do is that, and we have our success. We are all becoming Donald Trump if we wanted to be such a person. So I invite your participation, those out there in Texas. Look, hey, we're one community. And so whatever we can do to help you guys promote out there, whatever you can help us to do to promote here, Sister Muhammad and I are going to be on this station continuously every Wednesday. We invite all. Call and see how we can network and help each other. So, brother, we certainly appreciate your calling in. And, Sister Muhammad, anything you would like to say or do just before we go into closing?
Just, you know, you really make a decision to do for self. I mean, don't be afraid if you have any questions or, you know, no question is a dumb question. You always feel free to ask questions about, you know, what you need to do to get started. I mean, you can email Brother Bilal, or you can email myself, reach out to us on Facebook, because the idea is to get started. That's really the hardest step, is deciding you're going to do it. Not just to decide you're going to do it, but really put into action and say, you know what, I'm not going to quit. Because once you get started, it's not going to be an easy road. It's going to be trials, it's going to be ups and downs, but the end result is well worth it. So it's better than to spend a lot of time, you know, doing what you have to do and doing what you need to do to have success, than to spend the rest of your life doing it for someone else.
Sure. Can you give us your email, sister?
Absolutely. My email address is J, C as in cat, O, P as in Paul, E, properties at gmail.com. So, again, that's jcopeproperties@gmail.com, or you can email me at member@nationalnbc.org.
member at national?
NBC.org.
Okay. Got it.
So again, I'd like to say I thank so much to all of our listeners, all of you that call and listen in this evening. I definitely want to give thanks to our guest from Texas. And Sister Muhammad, I will be we'll be right back on this air again next week with different business hosts. But like I said, we want 100 investors. So with that said, assalamu alaikum to all of the listeners, and we will see you next Wednesday at the same time. Sister Muhammad, anything you want to say within closing, you can say it while the music is playing.
Again, you can email us at nationalnbc.org or email us at
Mm-hmm.